My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jubal Show on demand. First Date Follow-Up.
Dylan is on the phone today for First Date Follow-Up. He's not getting a call back from a woman named Dana that he went
out. Oh, Dylan and Dana, that would have been cute.
I know, right?
So much potential.
I'm like, that she should call you back just based on that. That's super cute.
No, she shouldn't.
Dylan and Dana. And they went to the library for their first date.
What? That's boring as hell.
No wonder she didn't call back.
Yeah, we didn't go to the library.
No, we did not? Yeah,
no, he said they went to the Cheesecake Factory, which is like reading a book because their menu is so huge. So he took Dana to the Cheesecake Factory. And before we get into your date, Dylan, how long has it been since your date with Dana?
It's been about a week and a half.
Okay.
We met on Tinder and we talked for like a couple weeks and then we decided to go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Okay. Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Love the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
If I go to the Cheesecake Factory once a year, that's the book I read.
Oh, man.
Did it seem like she enjoyed the date?
Yeah. How did it go?
Yeah. I mean, it seemed fine to me. I mean, we were talking and having a good time and, you know, I've racked my brain on, you know, why she's not texting me back. Like, have I said something wrong or I offended her? The only thing I can think of is she was being kind of rude to like the waitress. And, you know, I've racked my brain on, you know, why she's not texting me back. Like, have I said something wrong or I offended her? The only thing I can think of is she was being kind of rude to like the waitress and I don't know. She just didn't have like good table manners.
Mm-hmm.
And so I mentioned it a couple times and I kind of made it like a joke.
What was she doing?
I was like, oh, she had a water. She like raised her hand like we were in class.
What?
She didn't.
What? It's like
she
to get
her water.
That's
filled.
So embarrassing.
To get a water?
Yeah. Yeah, for just the water.
Oh, my God.
And then she, like, belched, and she goes, oops, I'm sorry.
And even if you made a joke and highlighted it, it might have embarrassed her even more.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, that's what I'm wondering. I don't know. Maybe it offended her. Maybe it made her uncomfortable or something.
Did her mood change after that?
Yeah, I mean, I did say one thing kind of serious. I was like, are you always this rude with your table manners?
Oh, okay.
She was like, no. What are you saying? I'm rude.
Oh.
And then it got kind of awkward. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, you're not rude. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're like, you're not rude. I'm rude.
for saying that to you.
It's not you, it's me.
It doesn't sound like a good date, honestly. I mean, the Cheesecake Factory sounds great. And then you joking about her accidentally burping sounds okay. But then after that, where it's like you're calling her rude and stuff, like, I don't feel like that would be fun to be called rude on a date.
Well, honestly, I mean, other than that, I think it was a pretty good day. Like, we just had that little hiccup there. You know, besides, like, the belching and the raising the hand, elbows on the table.
Complaining.
To me, it was an amazing date, so I don't know why she's ghosting me now.
Yeah.
Okay. I definitely like to see her again.
Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you then. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and ask her why she's not calling you back, and we'll see what the reason is. I would guess it might be that stuff, because I don't know. But who knows? Maybe it did go. It doesn't sound to me like it was an amazing date, but it might have been.
He might just be like kind of like you, Jubal, where like you just can't tell how you're feeling.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'll make
maybe
a joke.
Maybe it was the best day he's ever been on.
That's true. I would literally be having the time of my life, and just because I look like I look, sometimes people will be like, man, that guy.
And how you sound.
Yeah, and how I sound. They're like, that guy is in hell right now. He hates this.
But he's not. He's
and like, I'm literally saying, like, I'm having the most fun I've ever had in my life right now. Ever. Believe me. Look at
me. So maybe he's that way. Yeah. Let's just go with that.
Could be. All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if we can figure it out for you. All right?
All right. Good.
We'll get your first date follow-up next. The Jubal Show. If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Dylan is on the phone, and he went out with Dana to the Cheesecake Factory. But now, Dana took her to-go box and walked out of his life forever.
At least she remembered it.
I guarantee she had food to go because they give you a lot of food at the Cheesecake Factory.
One of the best reasons to go there.
Well, Dylan says that their date was great. And I think, you know what? The more I've thought about it, Dylan, I think your date was probably pretty good because you sounded like an old married couple to me because Dylan was ripping on her for table manners the whole time, it sounds like. She accidentally burped. He made a joke about it. That might have made her feel awkward. And then you were also just calling her out for kind of having bad table
manners. Like saying she had her hand up, like waiting because she wasn't getting served quick enough.
Which
like,
is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know it sounds bad, but it really wasn't that bad. It was pretty fun, actually.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we'll call her right now and see if we can figure out why she's not calling you back, if it is one of those things or something else, and then we'll see if we can get you another date. You ready?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. I'm dialing for her right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Dana, please?
Yeah, this is Dana.
Hey, Dana, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I'm from a radio show named The Jubal Show.
And I'm Alex from the same show.
And I'm Christian Snow from the same show.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you heard of us?
Oh, my God.
Surprise.
What, are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, that's insane.
Why
insane. Are you calling me?
That's a good question.
What's up?
Well, because you're not calling one of our friends back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yeah. God.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, you went on a date a little while ago, and then you ghosted somebody, huh?
Rude.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I did ghost somebody, and Dylan, if you're on the line right now, you're you deserve to be ghosted.
Oh.
What do you do?
Seriously, no. Yeah, no. I am not messing around. This was the most horrendous, insane waste of my time first date I've ever been on.
Oh, wow.
Seriously. Okay. Seriously. Yeah.
All right. Well, you already know Dylan's on the phone, so I'm just going to bring Dylan on, and then you can tell him yourself, because it sounds like you're not scared to say it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not scared. Listen, you have the audacity to tell me that I have no manners, I'm classless, I'm rude. Oh, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm done with like men thinking they can talk to me like that.
No more.
Like after my date with you, Dylan, like honestly, like men are canceled. I'm considering no more men. Like
no more men.
Waitress,
so you're swinging another way,
kinder and nicer.
Damn, Dylan, you really did a number on her.
Yeah,
okay,
seriously.
So Dylan, what did you not tell us?
I didn't think so. I mean, you let out a huge belch and people looked.
What? What was that?
That did not happen. You are dramatizing. You're like so stuck on the burp. Nothing even happened.
It was like a dinosaur.
Nothing even happened.
Wait, I could listen to these two go back.
A dinosaur.
It was like It was like caveman had a turkey leg.
Oh my God.
Not even.
Dana,
are you
bad?
It was not. You were like determined to make fun of me. It was like the tiniest burp I've ever had. People were looking at us because you made it a big deal.
Also, Dylan, you are making it a big deal, but you're the one that wanted the second date.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't
bothered by it. Yeah, that's crazy.
You like her disrespectful table manners.
Do you get turned on by burping? Hey,
I like real people, and that burp was real, so...
Yeah, I am a real person. No, you definitely just wanted to, like, tell me what to do and be a mansplainer, and, like, all you did was talk about yourself, like, the entire time. You're, like, a sociopath, I think.
All right, just because a man is explaining doesn't mean it's mansplaining, okay?
That is literally what it means.
Oh, I can't explain anything?
No, and I wish you wouldn't.
No. It's not that. You don't even know what mansplaining is.
That is literally what mansplaining is, Dylan. You're so stupid.
Well?
Well, at least I don't blow burps in public and have people look.
Oh, my God. Get over it. It was just a burp.
Dana, would you like to go out on another date with Dylan? We'll pay for it.
Uh-huh. No, hell no. Absolutely not. Are you kidding?
I'm shocked.
No.
Why not?
Yeah.
No.
I'm kidding.
No.
If you decide you want a real man who's not afraid to speak up, you hit me up.
You would still go out on another date with her if you had the chance?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. It sounds like you don't like her.
I mean, you guys can't even get along right now. Yeah. You don't even know each other.
Yeah. I was going to say, y'all are literally not nice to each other.
Why would you even want to chance that? I mean, red flags.
Serious.
I think she's fronting. I think she likes me a little bit.
I don't think so.
I don't think that's it, buddy.
No way. I'm texting the waitress before I'm texting you ever again.
Oh, wow.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Only on the new hits, 106.1.
It's almost time for your brand new Dirty Little Secret. And one of the most common Dirty Little Secrets that we get are ones that people hide from their significant other or their spouse. There was a Dirty Little Secret a while ago about a guy watching Netflix without his wife. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is even worse than cheating to some people. You'll hear what today's Dirty Little Secret is next. It's The Jubal Show.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.